good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live at 6/17/2021. And then if you go to Luke, because Luke focuses on a different aspect a little bit. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. The powers here are going to try to put their hands on you. You see, if you are, included in their quote-unquote domestic terrorism, you see, issue to combat it. But you see, the fact is they're saying it's all white supremacy and racism and everything. But even the black people are white supremacists. And the Latin people, Latinos, are white supremacists, you see. And they say, well, they're doing violence against the Asians. The only people I see doing violence against the Asians are African-American people doing violence against the Asians. That's the videos I see. Now, the thing about it is, ladies and gentlemen, you got to step back and look at this whole deal. You got Obama, during his term, hired Russian Spetsnaz to come into the United States, and they had them go into Colorado. You remember I talked to you about the base public relations officer, what was her name, Lori O'Schneider, or whatever her name was, just wanted to show the Russians the American pastime, baseball, and took them to a Major League Baseball game in Denver, Then they train with special forces and with Army Rangers and sniper attacks, and then they had them participate during Obama's day. These are Russian Spetsnaz, special forces, were the saviors, quote-unquote, in a drill that Obama's crowd ran to where Christian patriots and veterans attacked and took over the underground base there, you see, in the Denver airport, and then came in and then went down the line to Colorado Springs and somehow or another got into the into the big underground base there. But you see, in that drill, they used the Spetsnaz, were the saviors, who then came in to save the day to attack the U.S. Christian veterans that were attacking or took over all of the stuff. Obama's crowd used the Russians as the saving grace to take out the white supremacists, the Christians. Oh, and those dreaded disabled American veterans, you see, who just were standing up for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But we've got earthquakes. A lot of them going down. We had the salt sea. Tremor, you know. We've had quakes all over the place. Northeastern Oklahoma, shaking like a, ringing like a bell. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And there is tons of high-powered, and sometimes just doesn't have to be the volume, it has to be the right frequency of all kind of weather warfare. Because what are they trying to show you? They're trying to prove to you, quote-unquote, that climate change is the key, you see? We have a huge drought. Let's right now just pray about the drought. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go right now to the United States, and that you will go there to the United States, to the western half, the southwestern, and the western portion of the United States that have severe drought, and that where the wells have no water in the wells, and the lakes are drying up, and all of the different inland water bodies are drying up, and the fields are drying, all of the stuff, and people cannot keep the livestock unless there is intervention. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would send gentle soaking rains to Utah, eastern Montana, California, Oregon, New Mexico, West Texas, all of the different places, Colorado, all of the places that have the droughts. Lord, will you give them a nice soaking rain tonight for the next day or two? And replenish the wells, Lord. Replenish the lakes. Start to pour it in there, because I'm telling you that this is being done against your creation, Lord. This is being done against it in order to bring about the destruction and then the taking over. Well, let's just read what you have to say, Lord Jesus. But in your name, Jesus, I pray that you would give us relief from the drought in the portion of the United States. And then some, like flooding is taking place in the South, in Mississippi, and different places. And then there's been, now we've got a big weather storm coming, a tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico. The manipulation of the weather is being done by, among other things, it's being done by the up to 72 different ionospheric heaters or HAARP-like devices across the globe that are almost all controlled by the United States or by Russia. But you see, it is Beijing and the Chinese that want to control. But really, if you go above that, it's the international banker types. The London, Zurich, New York, Paris, Rome, all the different places. Shanghai, Riyadh, all the different places that are controlled, Beijing, by the big money power, and that they report to Lucifer and his fallen angels underneath him. And that is what is going on. This is the real deal. This is the thing that's taking place. Brother Quayle, streaming event, Extinction Protocols. They're talking about killing everybody off to try to steal the souls of the people that they kill, you see. They want control. They also want great reduction of the population. They want population Earth no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity, etc., etc. That's the Georgia Guidestones. I've been telling you and hammering on that for 17 years, okay? So if you listen to this show, you've had a lot of time to prepare, and that's good. But they're going to target you. And before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you, persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and the prison, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And then Biden just left a 16 of all the things he wants Putin to attack, I guess. But see, how can they be against Russia when the Russian Spetsnaz are still in the United States and still being paid covertly through U.S. Pentagon means? They haven't got rid of them. And then the Red Chinese are in here too. They're all over. They've been bringing weapons into Mexico for years. Do you remember when Brother Quayle got a report about a truck taking full truckloads of groceries across the border into Mexico from the United States and taking them to supposedly a new spot where they had brand new subdivisions, you know, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, you know, 4-bedroom, 2-3-bath houses, brand new, in an area of Mexico that was then surrounded by a perimeter that was guarded inside by Chinese, red Chinese troops. Of course, they could all be in, you know, nice little blue jeans and cowboy boots. But then they were also guarded on the outside perimeter by the Mexican federales. I've also told you about years ago about how Xi Jinping went to Mexico City and they had a big meeting of all the hoopadoopas and all the big shots, right? And the cartels and the military and all the 36 familias in Mexico that own Mexico, okay? 36 families used to control Mexico, almost all of it. 36. And then Xi Jinping says to them, hey, aren't you getting tired of Uncle Sam, the Los Yankees, dictating your life and telling you what to do? You stick with the red Chinese, we'll let you do what you want to do. Run them drugs in there. We'll even give you fentanyl, and we'll give you the chemicals to produce fentanyl and anything else you want, and bring them on in to the port of Lázaro Cárdenas, all right, which the red Chinese control and have controlled for years. I've been telling you about Lázaro Cárdenas for years. I've been telling you about for years how then that connects to the train. That train comes up and passes on up through Texas and everything and up I-35, and it ends up south of Kansas City, and it's part of the so-called international zone, you see. That's what they were planning, the I-35 corridor, okay? And that was going to be running from Mexico all the way up through to Canada, you see, and does. So this is all a plan. It's all a plan deal. I can remember Chuck Harder years ago back in the late 80s talking about how if the red Chinese decided they wanted to put an extra egg or two in the diet of their people every week, that if that took place, that would require almost all of the grain in the United States. Okay? And if it's in the United States and you got us and Argentina and a few other places, then you've got the bulk of all the grain in the world. And who's buying up all that grain? Red Chinese. And who did they give $1.45 billion to? Well, they gave it to, allegedly, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and in the prisons, and being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents, listen up, and ye, verse 16, Luke 21, shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now, how is that? Okay. And they shall cause to be put to death. Some of you shall be caused, shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. Here's the answer to that. Verse 19. in your patience, possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh, and let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter in thereunto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away and captive in all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring. We're going to have some water, people, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. You see. It's going to be happening, and it is happening. It's no longer in the future. It's happening now. But you see, this thing is going to be real interesting, because now they've made the proposal out, like it's, you see it in writing and in actual discussion in Massachusetts, where they've gone to the schools and they're trying to have the kids in school to tattletale on their parents, on their neighbors, on their fellow students, for anybody who disagrees with the Beijing regime, you see. Anybody who is of the constitutional or Christian beliefs, all right? Anybody who backs the Bill of Rights or is Christian or Jewish or whatever that backs it and is part of it, who does not like what's going on today, does not like the fact that an election was stolen, does not like the fact that allegedly the FBI and other intelligence operatives from DIA, the Army, various places, CIA, NSA, EIEIO, were involved and infiltrated into, like we've told you before, the Oath Keepers, infiltrating the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, and other patriot groups. They infiltrated them and instigated it. They're the ones who set it up. They're the ones who set up the January 6th whole hog thing. And the unindicted co-conspirators, almost all of them are FBI agents or FBI informants. So we had an FBI that was highly involved, as well as the CIA, Army Intelligence, and others, ONI, and others, that killed President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And you know, one of the things that they killed him for was in one of the memos. It's very famous. I saw it on television. It was a memo that was partially burned in a fire, but somebody pulled it out at the last second. And it was a memo that was an MJ-12, Majestic 12 memorandum, that talked about Lancer and how Lancer was trying to talk about and give away supposedly the secrets of the UFOs and the little green men and the grays and the pinks and all of the different stuff that was going on in the core reality, what it really is, the overlaying scenario over our government is this outer space and the Luciferian constructs with aliens from outer space, and spaceships have been coming here for millions of years onto this planet. And who also came down as fallen angels, you see. Ladies and gentlemen, when you find you have the FBI involved in setting up this entire, the hardcore portion of the attack, it's okay to go and petition for rights of, you know, for purpose of a petition of grievance against the government. It's all right to go to the Capitol, but the interesting thing is all of the stuff that took place, and also all of the Capitol Police and others who opened doors and let people in. So they're now focusing on that and all of that, and they've tracked everybody down, this one, that one, the other one. They've got every kind of a thing going this way, that way, and the other one on that. But the fact of the matter is, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the communist crowds that are being utilized, and they're Luciferian, they practice witchcraft and all kind of stuff. They are being utilized to destroy this country, and this country is going down. It is going down. The only reason it doesn't is because people like you are watching. And at a certain point, you'll know the exact time because the Lord will reveal it to you. He will say, stand against the evil that comes against ye, you see. He will have you to defend your family. Now, isn't it interesting that a 4,000-acre lake, Jackson, drains overnight in a giant sinkhole? Do you think that they might be able to pop some stuff from down below because they got tunnels and things going on down below? That they have subterranean machines? If you don't believe in any of this, you've never seen these, you young people, you don't know about them because you never saw them back in the 50s or 60s when they were touted as the highest technology there was. Go look up RAND Corporation and U.S. Air Force nuclear-powered tunnel boring machines. Tunnel boring machines. You'll see them sometimes with a corporate name, you'll see them with no name, or you'll see them sometimes with like the U.S. Air Force or Army Air Force kind of a symbol. The star with the, you know, the wings and that kind of stuff in the circle in the center, you know, that kind of thing. Like you'd see on the side of an aircraft, a U.S. military airplane. Or like you used to anyway. But subterranean devices are able to bore miles and miles a day in a deep underground. Deep underground, you know, a mile down or more, you know. And they bore tunnels, and they have these tubes that allow people, once they get them all set up, they create a vacuum in them, and they put specialized electromagnetic transport in there, and you can go lickety-split. I told you years ago, I knew somebody who said they rode the tubes from Fort Leavenworth to Fort Huachuca, Arizona, and they got down there in about an hour, and that's about, I don't know, what is it, 1,200 miles, 1,250 miles, something like that. They got there in an hour, and that was with a stop or two. All of this is underground. Tesla wanted to do it overtly and do the thing in California. You could do it in a lot of different places, but a lot of it already exists. Connect to military bases. But I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. Biden is targeting all patriots, you see, because he has become a Luciferian, red Chinese, $10 a gallon, take all your food away, vaccinate you till you die, Red China Joe, all right? Red China Joe, don't you know, $10 gallon man. Red China Joe, don't you know the Red Chinese gave his son 1.45 billion, allegedly. And then he said over there, I heard him on the TV. Old young Peter Ducey asked him the question, and where he quoted some of the things that the Xi Jinping and the Beijing have said. And Beijing said, let's get this straight. We're not old friends. It's just business. Did you hear him say it? He told you the truth. We're not old friends. It's just business. That's what the Zhou Beijing said. Bought and paid for, in my opinion. Bought and paid for. And you're going to see it go. You're going to see it start to flush. But I'm going to tell you what. You look at all the water disappearing. Lake Mead. The Oroville Dam. Remember how high the water was? Back when we used to talk about it, how they were trying to overload the earthen face dam, and there was leaks through the spillway, and how there was Lawrence Livermore underneath that. You remember, had a little special little thing, allegedly a little research facility, perhaps nuclear in order and that kind of stuff. But you see, we talked about that, and then they backed off of the rain and backed off of the rain and backed off of the rain and backed off of the rain, backed off of the rain, you see, to keep it dry. And then go to the drought region. Go to the drought region, and you see it, and it's just like hard cake drought. And they're telling you it's climate change. What I'm going to tell you, you can feel in various places. I was talking to a deep background source the other day. He said he was looking up, and all of a sudden he saw like a tunnel, kind of like a pier. And it was then the storm came through. I've talked to you about tunneling lasers, how they go, woo, 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 woo. And then they push, whoosh, big power through, and then it sucks moisture and stuff up in the Gulf. The regular jet stream don't exist anymore. They're trying to work a thing up north all along the northern tier to make it kind of look like it. But it used to come down from Washington, Oregon, Northern California, and come down, you know, into Texas, and then up through Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and then on, you know, into Illinois and on into the Ohio Valley and off the coast. Then there's always been Gulf of Mexico activity. Now we've got the Gulf of Mexico being stirred on up, and it wouldn't surprise me if they don't keep working that to get some other kind of water event down there, you see. Fire, ice, water, whatever it is. And, you know, we've talked about for years, although you can't see it because they've limited what you can see, you see, on the University of Wisconsin's little deal that we've talked about so many times, you know, that showed us the maps and showed us all of the movements and the energy fields and all of the attacks and the weather things. Just go look it up. I'm not even going to tell you. I've talked about it so much on air. Why should I tell you again? Because I'm telling you this. You can't see it there anymore. That's why I don't go up there anymore to look at it that much, because it is not as transparent and easy to see. I remember Stan Deo years ago looking at data that used to be up there about heating up of the oceans. And he was able back then, looking at those data, to predict a lot of things about quakes and a lot about different things all across the United States and around the world with that data. And then the Navy stopped publishing because he got too good. So what I'm trying to say is this. At a certain point, it all becomes local. At a certain point, and we're at that point now, cyber terror. We're at the point now of cyber terror, you see, to where we've had banking and airlines go out again today. Right after Red China Joe really laid it on Putin, you see, old Putin, right? You ain't seen nothing yet. But I'm going to tell you what, they've also got the Iranians. And then China Joe and Blinken and Stinken and Lincoln or whatever their name is, you know, in this, in the Secretary of State and then the hybrid Secretary of Defense, who when asked in the Senate could not give a definition of what cyber terrorism really was and what constituted cyber terror as an act of war. You see, they should have popped. The minute they popped that, they should have popped something in Russia or wherever it came from. But then again, that just alerts you to the fact that there could be nebulous causation here. It could be the Red Chinese along with portions of the NSA doing it. So Putin could even be right. It can be. And I do know this, that there are groups in Russia that are the new groups that are the groups that are the hackers and the, you know, the big time players in that world that can do all these ransomware attacks. But they're associated loosely through certain oligarchs that they're loosely tied back into Putin, and Putin gets a cut, allegedly. Of course he gets a cut to allow them to operate. Well, they don't have to do the Keystone Pipeline. They can do your local school board, or they can do your local bank or your local hospital. They can do an army installation, an army base or a navy base, okay? And I'm going to say this again, too. Start to go old school. A few years back, well, it's a few years, is back about 2004, 2005, I remember looking at it, and they were doing a big drill on the West Coast of who could defend the West Coast or who could attack it, and they had the rogue or the red team guy, you know, like the attackers, and he was an old Marine Corps or Navy guy, I forget what he was, Marine. He might have been an old Navy admiral, or he could have been a Marine Corps general. I forget what he was. I think he may have been a Navy admiral. But he was old school, like World War II. Well, he did not use the computers, and he did not use the radios to transmit his orders. He was using motorcycle couriers. Fast motorbikes, all right? Bop, 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 you know, and then take the stuff directly, and then they made then. It was a tabletop exercise. They then inputted it at that point in time at the precise spots they wanted to do. And then all of the pentagram, all the Pentagon and all the Joint Chiefs, they called off the exercise because this old timer had defeated their entire West Coast defensive strategy and blown up all the ports and all of the stuff and the aircraft carriers and all the things they had out there. So they called the drill, no joy, and they quit it, and then they reconstituted, and then made sure that he had to use the computer, all right? So they could then track him up front, all right? But that ain't the way it goes down. You need to understand that it is supply and logistics, being able to get your supplies, your food, your water, water purification, your medical supplies, your NBC, nuclear, biological, and chemical gear, your ivermectins, your fish need those antibiotics for your fish, and all the different things, and then the tents, and the boots, and the GI socks, and all of the different things that come, you know, compute to having you supplied in a position to eat, to drink water, to have medical attention, and also to have shelter, whether it be by tent or to have sleeping bags, good boots, good dry sock, winter gear, summer gear, the whole nine yards. This is going to be a long period of time. So everybody that can go to their garage or their basement or their attic or whatever storage area you got underneath your bed or whatever it is, in every closet in the house, and you need to have the general store idea. Your home should be like a general store so you can reach up and say, oh, there's the batteries. Oh, there's the night vision. Oh, there's a little lantern. There's a nice Dietz lantern, and I got lamp oil. Boom, pour it right in. Matthew 25. High-level people in this U.S. government are the ones that are in league with the Luciferians, the large banking structures. The Red Chinese are going to be the operatives. The Russians will be the operatives of the chastisement and the taking down. Also the Iranians. The Chinese and the Russians, they could have the Iranians get close enough in some freighter and launch, whoosh, a couple EMP strike weapons, and you pop them, there you go. It doesn't have to be by cyber. It could pop those, then that would pop almost all the vehicles, almost all the other computers, radios, everything. Whatever you do not have under the old metal screen or in the galvanized garbage can with the tight lid to protect it from EMP or some of the devices, you can plug into different things. But I'm telling you that it's better to have the Faraday-type cage, F-A-R-A-D-A-Y, Faraday-type cage effect, to protect from that. But the water, you're not going to believe the water stuff that's going to start happening. When you see, like I said, a 4,000-acre lake, Jackson drains overnight, giant sequel. I remember back a number of years ago, maybe back in 2003 or 4, when suburban St. Louis area, there was a lake out there that overnight it just drained out the bottom. Nobody could figure it out. And if you live near the coast or anywhere where the coast is going to come, if there's big waves and it starts to come in, or if you have the earthquakes in Southern California and Northern California and all the way up the line, the Cascadia blows and the whole earth goes topsy-turvy, and you have the Islas, the islands of California, and you have where the road was now is where the mountain's at now, and the road's underneath that, and it's all topsy-turvy. And nothing is there, and the pipes are burst, and all the things you think that you might need on the coast, or the East Coast as well, or the Gulf Coast as well. You think you might need a portable desalinization unit. I used to see them available years ago. I haven't looked recently. I ought to look for that, but they used to be available. Not that expensive years ago, a number of years back. Portable desalinization unit. Then you also need, if you're on the interior, you also need then the Berkey filtrations, the black Berkey filters, the top-line Katydines. But you need something that filters out the viruses, bacteria, the parasites, protozoas, etc., and also the chemicals and some of the radiation, you see. This is where we got to be, and that's why I got to keep hammering on it, and I don't have always the sexy topic, you see. But I do what the Lord Jesus has told me to do from the very beginning, and I try to be obedient after I was called to his service by the Archangel Michael and Gabriel. Michael called me, but Gabriel was with him when I was shown a heavenly realm, and the singing and the language of the angels was so beautiful. The harmony of it, the notes, it was so beautiful. And the smell, the sounds, the sights, everything. And then looking right there at old Michael and Gabriel, and Michael says, in my mind, are you afraid? I said, no. Had I known now, maybe I would have said something different. But I said, no, I'm not. And then at that moment, from then on, I've described it. I'm not going to describe it again. That's not my basis. My basis have been what I've done since I got picked. And I'm trying to tell you what the Lord is telling me to do. And the things that I'm told to feature. And every time I say, Lord, give me a new scripture. You know, I've said this before too. So every time, Lord, give me a new scripture. And sometimes I'll get one and use one. But he says, what makes you think that the bulk of the people understand what you've already told them to emphasize? The Matthew 24, the Luke 21, the Matthew 25 as the antidote. Also the very back that you have, you know, John 14 and the marvelous gifts I gave people there. And I tell them if they want to see me, how to do that. And also anything that you ask in my name, I will do, Jesus says. But you got to pray in his name. All right. I want to say tonight, I just have a feeling. Lord Jesus, will you go right now to the old jarhead James. Lord, will you give him a medical miracle right now, just right now as we speak? Will you also go to my grandmother friend down in Florida, so desperately trying to get all set up and get all her kids and everything healed from the COVID and from the effects of the vaccine? Lord Jesus, while she has her own thing, Lord Jesus, will you give her peace and quiet and an ability to restore herself to health, an ability to not have the chaos ongoing so much, and to allow her to accept your medical miracle for her with regards to her health? And all my friends up and down the road and on down the line, you know, Dunlap, Highway, all kind of places like that, you know. Beatrice, Nebraska. Warren Soul Drive. All kind of places. Even up in the Topanga Canyon. Haven't heard from you guys for a long time. I hope you're all right. And he used to be my old man up on the Snake River. And may God bless you. From Michigan and Maine and the Carolinas, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, down around Houston, Texas way, and in the old crossroads. Hello out there to all in the crossroads. And you've got something coming at you guys, I'll tell you what, down there. To any police out there, and I will just tell you this, get off of the standard venues that you might all be involved in and start to look and pay attention to the extra attention to all of the infrastructure type items. Not to defend it against the white supremacists, you see, but to defend it against red Chinese or Russians or Iranians or other Muslim actors. Or anybody that comes to try to blow it up, destroy it, and to take out the water supply, to take out the refinery, to take out the recycling yards. Because, you see, we've got all of these things popping back up, all these explosions, fires, everything everywhere. And clustering is not coincidence. You might also notice that in the midst of all of this, you see that, well, Hawk, if this was so bad, then why has gold and silver gone back down? Guess where gold's at? 1776.10. And then 24-hour silver, 25.97. You know why that is? That gives, they manipulate that at the highest levels, London, Interbank, New York City, the big commodities exchanges, they print money, drive it all down to make you think that there's no problem with gold, silver, and platinum or any of that, that you should just sell it and then reinvest into their Bitcoin or their Dogecoin or their dog diggy, digga dugga digga coin or their red Chinese or their, or the new upcoming Federal Reserve Bank, coin or whatever the heck it's going to be. Stay off of it. Use this as the opportunity to buy more gold, to buy more silver, to buy more platinum, to buy more food, to buy long-term storage food, canned food, to can your own food. Grow your food. And out there, if you're in an area where you've got water and you've got all the things right now, then stock up on feed and things as you can, for your livestock, for your cattle, for your pigs, for your chickens, for your turkeys, okay? And if you can, there's a whole group out west that have just started to sell everything off because they cannot get it. But I tell you what, I pray that there be a lot of people, just like those on the old stagecoach stop, okay, who when you pray about it and you put it to work, can find, using different mechanisms and manners and ideas provided by the Lord Jesus, okay? Provided there's power in the blood of Jesus. Provided, and you can get another group of beads, corns, soybeans, minerals, and the like to keep your smaller herds, not speculative herds, but nice quality herds in. Also getting hay from unusual sources provided by the Lord, and then in the midst of all of that, to have that for them. But I pray that water wells come back up, that lakes are allowed to do it, and I pray that somebody stops and turns off all of the weather weapons and weather machinery and the power, the great big power for all of this, and the impetus coming out of Antarctica, where the fallen angels have returned, and where Lucy might have a new throne, you see. Old Lucifer, the light bringer. But they're going to use it, the big boys, to buy in and to buy more of it. They want you to give up your gold, your silver, physical, and all of that, because they want to buy it. They're also buying up all the food, all the different things. Ammunition, all of it is being bought up. So I'm telling you, in the midst of all of this, what are the Red Chinese doing? Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Did you know that China has a space station? Today, they launched their first astronauts to the space station. This Thursday, they did it last night over there. The three astronauts from Red China, Nai Hangxing, Liu Boming, and Tang Hongbo, were taken up on the Shenzhou 12 spacecraft, which was launched atop of a Long March 2F rocket at 9:22 a.m. Red China time. Beijing has made the space exploration top priority as China looks to challenge the U.S. in a number of areas of technology. Yeah, they're already doing it. And then they had to thank for that good old Barack Hussein Obama, William Jefferson Clinton, Poppy Bush, Richard Nixon, Heinz Kissinger, all the way back through the pedicure, you know, through the pedigree, as they say. They're going on into space, and they're there, and we were there, and we had a base on the moon in 1961, Project Horizon. It was there. We were loading up our stuff. I told you that then by 76, the Battle of the Harvest Moon took place, and the Russians, the Soviet Union back then, the Russians had the man Cosmospheres. They went up, and they already had. They had their laser weapons, their nuclear, or their electromagnetic particle beam weapons. And they took out our base on the moon and became dominant till Ronnie Reagan got into the match. And then he found out that we do have, you see, we did have then and do have some now, although less now than we did, because the ones now, a lot of our best space assets are controlled now by the Beijing government. The communist Chinese controlling him, and then New York, London, and everything controlling those people. via direct input from Lucifer the Lightbringer and his fallen angels. So in the midst of this, the Red Chinese are buying up all of the food in the world. Argentina quit exporting to them. They're buying it out of Australia, all kind of places. They're buying it everywhere they can in the United States. They're buying up farmland. They're buying up oil land. They're buying up land to create right out of Laughlin Air Force Base. They're buying 200 square miles and put a 10,000-foot airstrip in. What is that for? Is that to haul the beef out of Texas and send them to China? No. That's to bring in the Red Chinese commandos and the Red Chinese regular military, you see. And to come and to do what? Oh, to assist you by getting your mind right. Because you're out there, and if you're a Christian, or you're Jewish, or you believe, they're going to come for you, all right? If you like the Bill of Rights, the freedom of speech, and freedom of religion, the press, and assembly, and the right to petition your government again for grievances, oh, no, you can't have none of that. Oh, you want to carry the gun? Oh, no. You not get to have any gun, you see. Those belong to Red Chinese Army, all right? I'm not trying to be cute. I'm just trying to be accurate. Do you remember years ago, and you talk about all the revelations now about guns coming into Ensenada and all this stuff, and like I said, back in 2004, or I think it was 2005, 2004, 2005, Brother Quayle came up with the information about grocery trucks being set down, and they were all white. It's like the UN white trailer and tractor, okay? Multiple ones taking groceries across the border from the United States into Mexico to these special camps of the Red Chinese. And I even happened to know an old captain, an old Texas captain in those days who had a friend that went on down below the borderline, who had La Familia down there, and he went around, and he found exactly those subdivisions that were filled with Red Chinese officers and higher-level non-coms in brand-new homes. And the deal's been done with Mexico, and then they utilize that now, Red China Joe, has opened the border, don't you know? Millions and millions and millions are coming in. And which way you think they're going to vote if they get free food, free housing, free medical care? Who are they going to vote for? Not Mitch McConnell. Not Mitt Romney. They're going to vote for them. Who'd bring it? But yet, on the other hand, the very factor of the United States, what they aspire to come to, is to run their own business and to make a good living for their family and to have freedom of speech, freedom of religion. But you see, socialism and national socialism, that's what Nazi meant. National socialism and socialism and communism and fascism, all those isms, and to a certain degree capitalism. Because you see, what you really want is free enterprise with a republic type form of government with checks and balances, although there are no checks and balances today. And then now they've promulgated a bioweapon against you. And I've told you years and years and years ago, 2005, I said the guy that I knew, deep background source, saw in Berea, Kentucky, the Red Chinese in plain clothes, and how, except for the guy, he was plain, but it was a cool shirt. The officer had a Ron John Surf Shop t-shirt on. Ron John, from the West Coast, you see. And then they had all these little guys in little khakis, tennis shoes, and, you know, green t-shirts or white, whatever they were, brown t-shirts, whatever. And they were inside a little white van, no windows, sitting on the little sides there. like a little squad of guys, you know, 10, 12 guys, a stick or a team, you know what I mean? And they all gave them little McDonald's bags with their hamburger and fries and a Coke. While the big guys had eaten inside in another restaurant adjacent, in a hotel or something. And I told you about that, that they were messing around in the caves in Berea, Kentucky, in that area back then, doing research on what? Bats. And then after that, from 207 on, we started to recognize the white nose syndrome of bats in the United States. Bats who had been given a, let's say, a new illness or ailment. And then that went from Kentucky and Ohio, Virginia, West Virginia, all of that, clear out, you know, all up and down the eastern seaboard where there were caves. And the bats were getting sick. We told you then it was the Red Chinese bioweapon crew. And that there's all kind of stuff. And then the smoky trucks, the tractor trailers where they would pick up the bums, the stew bums, the winos, the drug addicts, the homeless veterans on the street at night, put them in there and run experiments on them. That was being done by Chinese, Red Chinese, and Red Chinese affiliated doctors as they rolled down the road. And then if somebody died, they had a petition of the trailer that was the portable crematorium. You don't believe the Chinese have portable crematorium? Well, they used those to kill a whole lot of, burn a whole lot of bodies during when they released the Wuhan plague. All right? This is no thing to find out who did it. We knew they did it years ago. I told you right here. I told you how somebody I knew was in Wuhan when, during the special operations thing. And when they were there, they also turned on the 5G. Or higher. And the hair on the people's heads stood up. And that's what goosed it. Lins died in Wuhan. But they still don't tell you that. Do not trust these people. Do not go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family. Protect your home. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Maybe it's time to see if the Red Chinese would like to swim. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time for the Chica to burn. Maybe it's time for the Chica burning. Track. Yeehaw. Ah.